Fantastic to have a chat to Peter LeGrand. What are your thoughts? Caulfield Guineas, November 21, Caulfield Cup, November 28. Do you think that would work? That's what they're pushing for. Sounds pretty good to me. Does it sound pretty good to you? November 21 for the Caulfield Guineas and the Caulfield Cup, November 28. Push it late. More chance of being able to get crowds to Caulfield than maybe earlier in October. And an opportunity, big time opportunity, to maybe make the carnival better than it's ever been. And keep it there if it works, if some of the big trainers of the world decide that they will come here for it. So your calls on the Werribee Kia open line, 1300 736 736. Jump on the line. We'll have a chat to you about it. Trevor Lane's also joined me, senior writer at Lakers Nation, host of the Laker Nation podcast. He's joined me for Urban Alley, Australian-made hand sanitizer and SEN's official hand sanitizer, available now at urbanalley.com.au. Before we take your calls, I want to talk just briefly about the NBA and what might be happening in the world of ice hockey in the NHL as well. Welcome to you, Trevor. Firstly, thanks for joining me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
The NBA interests us big time here in Australia, where we're a lot of us consumed by our love of it, and it's something that we all miss right now as much as Americans missing it. There's been a little bit of talk about Disney World in Orlando, in Florida, being able to host the hub. And there's been another move forward towards getting the NBA back on in the last 24 hours as well, which is why we've asked you to come on. If you could explain it to us, what's the latest development, Trevor?
Yeah, it is sounding like the Disney World option is going to be what they ultimately settle on. That it seems to be what everybody is thinking at this point. And that's a really interesting one. I think it's one that that will go through and offers a lot of amenities that would allow the league to move forward as safely as possible. But then from there, the question is, what does it look like? What does it look like if and when they hit the green button and say, okay, we're going to start up this league? There's a lot of teams that are just barely on the outside of the playoffs and say the 9, the 10, the 11 seed and want to get in and say that, you know, they didn't get a chance to play out the remainder of their schedule. And so the NBA is looking at ways to rectify that. One of the options out there has been a sort of a play-in tournament that they've been discussing, having the lower seeded teams all compete for a final few spots in the playoffs, or doing something like a group stage, similar to what you would see in the World Cup, which would be a huge departure for the NBA, but it's something that they are kicking around.
So Damian Lillard has virtually said he's not going to play for the Trailblazers if they can't make the playoffs. It's a waste of time playing a number of games if they can't get there. Portland, 29 wins, 37 losses right now, ninth in the Western Conference, 3.5 wins behind the Grizzlies in eighth. So they have to have a system where those teams that are low still get a chance to believe they could win it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big issue. Teams like Damian Lillard's team, the Portland Trailblazers, what do they do when they had 16, 17 games left on their schedule that they won't be able to play anymore? They felt pretty strongly that they were going to get into that eighth playoff spot. So Damian Lillard is saying, look, we need something in here. And him threatening to not play is very much, you know, to draw attention to the situation and hopefully force the league, pressure the league into creating some sort of a play-in tournament or some other mechanism that would give teams like the Blazers a chance to go ahead and get into the playoffs. Because if they do something where they just say, hey, sorry, the playoffs are starting right now, we're going to jump straight into them, and the top eight teams in each conference get in, so 16 teams total, that would leave teams like the Blazers out in the cold. And Damian Lillard certainly doesn't want to be in that situation.
No, he doesn't want to be playing games as well if it's irrelevant whether they win or lose because they can't make it. Interestingly enough, Trevor, the NHL, the National Hockey League, is proposing they have, well, there's 31 teams in the NHL, so a proposal for 21 of the 31 teams to have actually made the playoffs now. So they're thinking of making a cut, so only 7 miss out on the playoffs. So it's now the end of the regular season as of now. So 189 games, I think, lost in total due to the coronavirus lockdowns. So teams that have played around 70 games each and have qualified already go through, and 7 miss out. Could the NBA do a similar thing, that just make a cut without any more regular season games?
Yeah, that's something they could do. And in order to placate the teams who felt like they could have made a push into the playoffs, you do what the NHL did, and that's just expand the playoffs and bring in more teams. So that's certainly a possibility. That was the way the NHL handled it. We've heard a ton of different opinions on exactly what the NBA should do, and they're looking at all the different options. But the NHL, their solution to that same problem was just to say, okay, well, we'll bring in all of those teams that we feel like we're on the quote-unquote bubble to make it into the playoffs. Let's bring them all in, and we'll just expand the playoffs. We'll jump right into the playoffs and be off and running. And so that's the path that they've taken. And the NBA could very well follow suit. We know they've been following other leagues around the country and around the world. And so, you know, it wouldn't surprise me seeing that the NHL took this path to see the NBA go ahead and follow.
Talking to Trevor Lane, senior writer for Laker Nation, host of the Laker Nation podcast. So before I let you go, it's interesting here in Australia what we're doing. We have broadcasters to listen to. We have the teams themselves. We have the players themselves. You got a similar situation. Who does the NHL, who does the NBA listen to? Do they listen to what the players want, or what the broadcaster want, or what the team owners want before they make a decision? Because the fans often get left out in this. Do you listen to your fans like we try to here?
They do. They do listen to the fans and what the fans want, and that's why if you saw the NBA, their All-Star game, had a major shift in the way they run that entire competition, and it was a huge success. And that was a credit to the NBA for listening to the fans and hearing that, you know, they weren't happy with the way things had been running. But I will say that so far we've seen most of the star players in the league, LeBron James, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard, all the top guys in the league got together and said, look, we are on board with whatever the NBA decides and we will play. So from the players' front, they're presenting the message that, hey, we want to get back out there and play. The owners have sent the same message, and certainly from the fans, it's the same. So you're hearing from all sides that they want play to resume. The question is exactly what will that look like, and that's what they're working on hammering out right now.
And players like LeBron were saying, well, we don't want to play without fans. It won't be the same. And the fans were saying, well, the NBA won't be the same if we can't go. But that was months ago. We had the same thing happen here. Now, all of a sudden, the appetite is, oh, let's just play. Let's just get the game going again. We know it's going to be different, but we'll accept what we can get. Is that what's happening in the U.S. right now too?
Yes, that's exactly what's been happening. You know, at first you want normal, right? You want what you are used to. But when you're starving for sports, you're starving for basketball, you'll take what you can get. So I think fans out here have pretty much accepted the fact that there won't be people in the arena cheering on the teams. And if that's the case, everybody seems to be very supportive of that and understanding of the situation.
Yeah, great to have you, Trevor, to explain all that. When we resume, who's your favourite to win it? I presume, given you're the senior writer at Lakers Nation, it's the Lakers?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I got a pull from the squad there and say it's going to be the Lakers. But, you know, it does feel like it was a three-team race between the Bucks, the Clippers, and the Lakers. So between those three, I think it's going to be one of them. But if I had to pick one, I'll go Lakers.
Jordan or LeBron?
Oh boy, that's a tricky one. I'm gonna go Jordan just because of that. You know, that's the era I grew up in, watching Michael Jordan play and seeing the way that he took over games and dominated. But you know what? If LeBron James wins the championship this season with the Lakers, becomes the only player to win one running three different teams, man, he would have a very, very strong argument. So that's gonna be really interesting to revisit if the Lakers win the championship this year.
And the championship winner in the NBA, would it be worth less because it's got an asterisk on it this season, or will it actually be, as we look back in history, the one that they won during the coronavirus year, so it'll actually have more of a resonation to it for eternity?
No, I think it's going to be worth more, actually. And some people have said that it'll have an asterisk by it. I think you've had to overcome more adversity. Stopping your season for 2, 3, 4 months in the middle of it is really, really difficult to do, to come back and still have that same type of chemistry. And then on top of that, you've got the fact that there's going to be fans in the arena adjusting to that situation. So there is no home court advantage anymore. That doesn't exist, where the home team gets that nice advantage. So I think whoever comes out of it, you can say that they deserve even more credit given the circumstances.
Great to have you, Trevor. Really appreciate you joining me. A lot of the things that are happening here echoed over there and vice versa. Thanks a lot for your time. We'll talk soon.
It sounds great. Thank you again for having me.
Trevor Lane joining me. Dwayne's World for Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and they deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au and we're powered by Red Energy. Born and bred in Melbourne, that's Red Energy. Straight back to your calls after the break. 1300 736 736. We'll also talk to Frank Panisi and get an update from the Melbourne Storm. Trent Copeland, New South Wales fast bowler, Channel 7 commentator, to join me to join the spittle debate. And as mentioned, Bryce Cotton also, who has re-signed with the Perth Wildcats. So a massive show still to come, but more of your calls gets priority next. 1300 736 736.